Tashawn, let's jump right into it. Talk about your mindset as you've been going through the off-season program over the last 7 weeks.
Definitely, just coming in here, strengthening my mind, my body getting bigger, stronger, faster. Definitely paying attention to detail. With this new defense, definitely got to be paying attention to detail. Got a great group of coaches in here. You know, great group of veteran guys around. You know, we all out there having fun. And, you know, just mainly just getting the defense down and just having fun, you know, for the most part.
Let's talk about this defensive scheme. What are your thoughts on this new defense?
Oh, man, I love it. You're able to go out there and play fast football. And, you know, that's the name of the game. You can go out there, play aggressive, play fast, play relentless. And, you know, that's our motto. That's what we do. And, you know, we're going to continue to build on that. So, you know, this new defense, you know, Coach Orton brought his aggressive style play over here. And, you know, all of us guys adapted to it. We love it. And, you know, it's just out there having fun. 11 guys out there to the football, man.
Now, you're getting the chance to compete for the starting safety spot. Talk about this opportunity.
I mean, it's definitely a blessed opportunity. I definitely want to thank God for that opportunity. You know, first and foremost, seeing that a year ago where I was, you know, and today, you know, it's just life-changing, you know, and I'm definitely blessed to be in this situation. Like I said, thank the Browns for that opportunity first and foremost. And, you know, just going out there competing, man, and, you know, I feel like my skill set is ready, you know, and I know nothing going to be given to me. You know, it's a lot of guys in here got to earn their stripes, you know, and I'm one of them, still got to prove myself. But I'm definitely I'm ready to do that, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. It's not in my hands, but, you know, all I can do is leave it out there on the field. Every OTA practice, every weight rep, you know, and every training camp and so on and so forth.
And from our talks from last year, you're a competitor at heart. And would you say being an undrafted free agent has fueled that fire and what's kept you hungry?
Definitely, it's fueled my fire. I mean, definitely coming out of college, you know, every guy want to be drafted. Every guy, you know, had that mindset, you know, for you to go undrafted, you know. And, you know, the road is definitely going to be a lot harder than, you say, your average second, third, fourth, fifth round draft pick. So definitely that's your mindset. You know, it fuels you. It fuels you to, I guess, let the naysayers know that they were wrong, you know, coming out. You know, I can't lie and say that, you know, that kind of don't still bother me. But, you know, at the end of the day, I put it behind me. You know, I've been blessed and fortunate to make it thus far in my career, you know, and hopefully I continue to make strides. But definitely that without question still fuels me, and I think that continues to progress as well as my performance, and, you know, continue to get better as a player and an athlete.
How much have you grown from last season?
I feel like I've grown leaps and bounds, you know, from a body, from a mentally and a physical standpoint, you know, definitely. I mean, being out there, they tell you, I compare it to my freshman and my sophomore year. You know, my freshman year, you know, I started all 12 games in college, you know, but I felt like I was just getting my feet wet. You know, my second year, I kind of exploded, you know. And I know I'm not comparing college to NFL, but it's definitely just that growing experience. You know, your mind got to adapt to the game. You know, it's these grown men out there, fast, strong, you know, physical. So, you know, once your body adapts to that, to the game from the first year and the second year, and mentally you prepare and you ready and you kind of know what they expect, it's definitely going to it's encouraging for you as a young player coming up.
OTAs are in full swing. How do you see the defense taking shape?
Oh, defense is definitely taking shape. You know, after the mini camp, we kind of was introduced to it a little bit. But now, definitely, OTAs, you know, we kind of getting our feet wet. It's still a little wrinkles we got to iron out as a defense. But for the most part, we out there playing fast. And, you know, we out there getting the calls. You know, not too many mental errors, if anything. You know, we might have one or two. But for the most part, you know, the coach has done a nice job coaching us up. And, you know, the player's doing a nice job going out there and executing. And, you know, that's all we can ask for from a coach's standpoint and a player's standpoint.
And how do you see the role of a safety within this multi-front defense?
Man, the safeties I can just compare to just, you know, aggressive style and play. You know, I mean, it's not just a set safety. You're going to be a statue here. You're going to be a statue here. You know, we kind of all over the field. You know, TJ being back there with experienced veteran guy like TJ. You know, me and him growing closer this offseason. And definitely just going out that plan, I feel like the safeties is able to make a lot of plays. And that's for everybody in this defense. But, you know, me being a safety, I relish in that opportunity to be able to come down, make plays, be able to make plays in open field. And, you know, the scheme of everything, you know, I feel like it'll put us in a lot of great opportunities and positions to make big plays for this defense.
And as a unit, before the defense takes the field for June's mini camp, what do you guys want to get accomplished?
You know, definitely just want to get every little thing ironed out, attention to detail on everything. So when June's mini camp hit, we in full swing, it's full go, you know, little to none mental errors as possible. You know, we pretty much want to make sure that we have it ironed out, have the whole defense installed, and, you know, just go from there, you know, because when you think about it, soon June hit, a month later, training camp hit, and that's when real football begins. So, you know, that's definitely our mindset coming in. And, you know, as a defense, I feel like we got the guys capable of accomplishing that. And, you know, like I say, man, just leave it in God's hand and go from there.
Best of luck to you, Tashawn, and thank you for your time.
Oh, man, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.